This is Gospel 365 Podcast. Today, we have an inspiring and empowering message to help you walk through the day and to overcome your daily challenges. As you're about to listen to today's message, please feel free to invite a friend to listen as well. We don't believe you should keep these messages to yourself. So go ahead and share the link.
The message for today's devotion is The Language of Victors, and we are reading our memory scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. As Christians, we are victorious in Christ Jesus, and we maintain our victory by speaking faith-filled words. We speak the language of victors. We speak righteousness, success, and excellence only. The Apostle Paul calls our language the wisdom of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Never be among those whining and griping over the dwindling state of the world's economy or the darkness in the world. Rather, speak the wisdom of God. Affirm what Jesus said about you. Ye are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Declare that ideas, solutions, joy, fulfillment, and direction are flowing through you. You are making things happen. You are teaching the world how to live. When someone says, business is really down these days, you say, no, business is booming. It is better now than ever. Job chapter 22, verses 29 says, When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up. That is how victors talk. They respond to circumstances and situations with the word. They say what God has said. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6 says, He had said, so that we may boldly say. If you have been experiencing symptoms of an ailment, for example, don't voice the symptoms. If you were feeling weak, declare that you were strengthened and invigorated with might by the Holy Ghost in your inner man. Affirm that the life of God in you is superior and therefore destroys and dispels every sickness, disease, and pain from your body. Keep affirming your righteousness and triumph life in Christ. Reign and rule over circumstances with the word of faith in your mouth. God bless you.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Gospel 365 Podcast, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GO365 Podcast. Send your prayer requests or testimonies to Gospel365 Podcast at gmail.com. And God bless you.